Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Massaro is the athletic director at Middle Tennessee, and he joins us now. Great to be back out here on campus. We like the home away from home during the fall, building up for what should be a fun game on Saturday at 6.
Well, and I got to get on these folks because we got the regular chairs instead of the nice comfy chairs.
I know.
Chairs.
I said the same
Chad,
thing.
Chad, your thoughts?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Chris, it's like when every time that I say something nice about anything, Kirby then takes that away from us the next time. Because I opened the show saying these are the most comfortable chairs in the world doing the spot. And now Kirby moves us over here this time.
I figured Kirby had his hand in this somewhere.
It's all his fault every time.
One of my favorite things to follow from Middle on social media are the Raider Trader videos, Chris. Whenever I was in school here, there was a tons of students who wore other schools' gear on campus. You've been here quite a while. Has that changed at all? Are you making headway when it comes to the students wearing blue instead of crimson and orange?
I think we are, Jonathan. And in fact,
I like the video idea, by the way.
The last video we did, and it was Ty Nix, was like our football player that was kind of the main guy that did it, and he does a terrific job for us. They had trouble finding guys.
Good.
They had trouble finding other shirts, so that was part of the video, was that, man, we can't find anybody. So that's been my favorite video. I mean, there was very few, so they said this was the hardest. They had to search for that shirt. For that, to find another shirt. So what we do is we have a video crew, and we go out, and somebody's wearing another school, then we exchange the shirt with an MT shirt, because
they
get from free swag, and they go to school here, and we want them to be true blue. We want them to be loyal to our university as well.
Well, I'm hoping that you'll have a good crowd on Saturday. 6 p.m. should be great weather. I was looking at that this morning. Only game in town, really, so it should be a lot of fun.
A lot of elements are lining up. Yep. I mean, it's two very good football teams. A lot of people are picking Florida Atlantic to win the conference, and we were kind of that second or third place team behind them. So it's pretty obvious that if we want to win the league, that our next two games are critical importance with Florida Atlantic and Marshall.
Help me with this. Lane Kiffin joins the conference. I remember that day being a massive national story. He moves the needle when it comes to the ESPNs of the world. Have you noticed a big difference in coverage whenever you guys will play Florida Atlantic for that reason?
You know, last year we didn't notice it that much because we were away. We were at Florida Atlantic. It was maybe their second or third game. We were the conference opener for them. So they were still sort of finding themselves. And last year they won every conference game, including the championships. They won 9 in a row, plus the bowl game, so 10 in a row to end the season. So it really got rolling after we played them. We went down there without Richie James, and Brent Stock still didn't play, and it was a pretty competitive game. So we left there really feeling badly that you know, we missed a real opportunity to kind of put our leg up on the conference and really not knowing how good they are and how they were going to get it going. So with this year, a little bit different environment. That they're the defending champs. The pressure's on them. We're the challenger. We got them in our home place. We think we're pretty good. Brent Stockstill is going to play. We've got a good team ready to line up against them, and we're eager to see kind of how we match up.
I know it's only been one game so far, but what were the reviews of selling alcohol at the game?
You know, it was positive. You know, and I made myself more available than even on normal game days because I wanted to see kind of in the stands and how it was. And walking the concourse, particularly the people who were waiting in line with beers, I mean, there was a lot of high five. A lot of people said this is a long time coming. Those are the people that are going to be really happy with you because they're the ones that want to buy it at the games. After the game is kind of where, you know, waiting for the reaction. And I really only got one letter, and it was from a parent of a freshman, and I'm not sure that he even attended the game, but just had some concerns about kind of the optics of having beer at a college campus with his young freshman being here, and is this really a student-friendly kind of activity? So that was the only negative letter I received post-game. So judging by kind of reaction, it's been a really positive deal. We didn't have any alcohol incidents, which we normally do on a night game. And so that part went really, really well.
Hutton asked about Lane Kiffin moving the needle, and you said a year ago you played down there, so it's tough to tell. You've put a lot into this weekend with Floyd Goes Dark and with everything else going on. I know we'll be there, which we're excited about. Have you seen it start to move the needle here in Murfreesboro when Lane Kiffin and FAU comes to town as opposed to most conference games?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's the most recognizable figure we have in the conference. So he's the guy that's got a national profile. He's the guy that's been on television, and people have an opinion of Lane Kiffin one way or another, particularly in this state. So we've tried to kind of promote the fact that this is his return as a head coach. So those that are interested that feel one way or another about him, come watch his teams play, because he's always an exciting. He's always got the charisma. He's a salesman. He's got that shtick. So we want to take advantage of it. We want to invite everybody that has feelings for Lane Kiffin to come support us, particularly given his Tennessee background and what happened here in Knoxville, that feel like we can capitalize on that and maybe sell a few more tickets to folks that just want to see a good football game.
How creative does the conference have to be moving forward to get the type of coverage that you feel like you deserve? For instance, I know that as a conference, you're thinking outside the box with broadcasting rights for Facebook, for instance. Is that where we're headed for Conference USA, is online streaming, the Facebooks, the ESPN Pluses, that type of thing?
Absolutely. And I applaud the out-of-the-box thinking. And we just got back, Jonathan, from AD meetings in Washington, D.C., all the FBS AD meetings. And that was a big piece of our topic. Topic was like the future of television and kind of where it's going. And when you see some of the numbers, and just like 5 years ago, they put up this graph of scripted entertainment that was watched and then live entertainment that was watched on linear television. And then 5 years later, like the sports entertainment was in blue and the other was in red, and just how the blue 5 years later is taken over. So really what's happening right now is people are only, the only appointment television on linear TV is sports programming. Then when you combine the ability to control your own kickoff times, like we had a discussion in our conference meetings where Rice played Houston at 11 o'clock on a Saturday, and the heat index on the football field is 140 degrees. You know, and what do we do in those kind of situations? We stop games because of lightning. Should we stop games in excessive heat? Particularly when you start looking at what happened at the University of Maryland and those kind of places. So what this does is linear television, you only got certain time slots, and they only got ESPN 2 can only show one game at a time. But Facebook can show multiple games at the same time. ESPN Plus can show multiple. So what you're going to see is people are going to be more attractive to that. Oklahoma's very upset because their first two home games have been 11 o'clock central kickoffs, which is a hard time for anybody to draw fans. So that's a real advantage. And then the flexibility of it and where it's going, and that's where the money is. Google's got money. Amazon's got money. Facebook's got money. So they can go in there, and they've got as much money as Disney when you look at these Fortune 500 companies. So they can go out and acquire these rights. So it's absolutely going to go that direction, and it'll be really interesting when the NFL contract comes open here in a couple years.
Is there going to be a push with everything you just said there to have more unique windows for game times, having more Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night games out there to try to get in a spot where you're not up against as much competition?
Yeah, and I think you've seen a lot of that already with linear television, like the MAC on Tuesday and Wednesday, and when we're in the Sun Belt, We played those Tuesday and Wednesday games as well for that very reason. I think it's better for us to really grow, and this is true 14 years ago when I got the job, and it's still true today, for us to really become the program we want to become, we have to get our home-based revenues, you know, and a large part of that's tied to our attendance, and a large part of attendance is tied to your kickoff times and opportunities. So you have to weigh that out. If you play Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, it's clean television air, but can fans and families really come watch you play, and is that your best chance to grow your product? So there's a balance in there that we can never lose, and that's why I like our TV deal with a lot of stadium, with a lot of Facebook, that we can control our kickoff times rather than television.
How excited are you for basketball season that's just around the corner? I know official practices have started.
You know, I'm very excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun to see a new coaching staff. That Nick's come in and done a fabulous job, that we've built ourselves a national brand. Again, just coming back from conference and national meetings where it's fun to be around your colleagues and where they recognize the quality of program that you have in your men's basketball program. So I'm very excited, and I think our women's basketball is going to be really great this year too. So I'm excited for both of them. The men are more of a mystery because most of our production is left and graduated, so it's all new guys. And our women are really, there's a lot of returning talent that we feel really good about. So I'm excited for both.
GoBlueRaiders.com. Tickets for Saturday's game against Florida Atlantic. You can grab those there. You can also check out the men's and women's basketball schedules available and check out some great seats at Murphy Center. GoBlueRaiders.com, the website. And, again, if you're coming out to Floyd Stadium on Saturday, we're going to be there. Midday 180 will be there. Reach out to us on social media and let us know you're there. We'd love to reach out and say hello as we watch Middle Tennessee take on Florida Atlantic and Coach Lane Kiffin.
And if I can just add one thing, yeah. I really appreciate you guys coming to the game and making an event out of it. I think it's great for us. We love being partners with you guys. So we're so excited that you and the listeners are going to come and sample us. We think when people sample us and they see the ease that we offer and the quality of football that we offer, we've got a great product to sell. So we're excited you guys are coming, and anything we can do to help you that Saturday night, we'd love to do it.
You guys go big. Whenever we wanted to do this, it's a VIP type experience. So there's no way that it's going to be a bad night. Let's put it that way.
We appreciate you guys for the offer. This is going to be great. We're looking forward to it.
Good to see you, Chris.
All right, guys. We'll see you Saturday.